Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Fin Out of Water. Coming to you live out of Massachusetts, this is your boy Rodman. And today we have on the show just another wonderful day after the Golden State Warriors have won the NBA title. And, what more can you say? I mean, they had one of the best seasons in NBA history. Their postseason is probably always going to have a question mark, I guess, to some people. But, they were the best team all season long, and the season finished the way it should have. And a little later, I'll have a couple of the other guys joining me on. Everybody's a little busy right now, but I guess it would be proper for me to reflect on this NBA Finals, and I gotta take time to tell LeBron James that he really is the best player in the world. I know Curry the MVP. And Iguodala, the Finals MVP, just won the Finals. But you got to give LeBron props for at least how hard he put his team on his back. I mean, you imagine that a team as talented as Golden State, and they managed to lose two games to a very undermanned Cavs team. And I don't know, it was just excellent performance. And what's going on, bro?
Hey, man, what's up?
What's going on? And Greg, you on now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Welcome, fellas. Greg Gerson. I was just giving my thoughts on the season that Golden State had and stuff like that. Gerson, you were the first to call in. What did you think of the finals? Your overall perspective, thoughts on it?
After game three, you got. It wasn't a great finals. It was the first two games were interesting because of how the Cavs were playing. But as soon as they figured out going small, they just like, okay, Cavs can't keep up at all. So. You know, it was beautiful, though, to watch LeBron leave the Heat and go to the Cavs and try to make them win up there and then lose everything. It's beautiful, man.
Was there solace in that, bro, because your team ain't made the playoffs, dog? Was there solace in that,
bro? No, it got nothing with it. It's the fact that it was just like, yo, I'm LeBron James. I can do anything.
Bro, man, I can't do anything, believe, bro. He took the third worst team to ever make the finals to the finals, bro. So
it don't matter, cause
what you mean? It don't matter,
bro.
The East that the Heat couldn't even make the playoffs. Then what does that say about the Heat, bro?
The Heat, hold up, there were injuries. They, I ain't gonna lie, they sucked. This is what I gotta say, dog. But nonetheless,
not,
man,
bro,
the man
it
made
matter,
it to
bro.
Lose,
it
dog.
Matter,
and
bro.
He losing the beautiful. Beautiful way that he did, bro.
What was beautiful?
Congratulations for being 2-4, LeBron James. You are the best player. Not. Come on, man.
So whoever said he's the best player, bro? Who said he's the best player, bro?
Did he not? Was that run out of his mouth?
But, like, is he not the best player in the world?
I don't think so.
So who's better than him?
Who's better than LeBron,
Gerson?
Who's better than LeBron? Please hear me, dog. Humor me, dog. I just need to know.
Don't be that guy, bro. Don't please.
Honestly, bro.
Humor me, Gerson.
I truly believe KD was going to take over, though. After last year, how he played last year, this year he had a foot injury.
So you telling me
he still averaged 25.
KD could do what LeBron did with that team.
Why couldn't he? He's in the East? Hold on.
So you're telling
anyone,
me that
lie to me and
Warriors.
Tell me, dog.
KD would
tell me
the
Kobe couldn't
Cavs.
Do what he did.
No,
in the East.
No, he couldn't.
Who is not a great player couldn't do what he did in the East?
So why D-Wade couldn't do it?
Huh?
Why D-Wade couldn't do it?
D-Wade old. Young D-Wade could do it.
Okay. D-Wade never made the finals without help, bro, ever in his life.
It don't matter, bro.
So
he
now
can't
it don't
do
matter.
Listen,
now
hold
don't
up.
Matter.
When D-Wade was in his prime, he had Boston
not
to go through.
Bro, you're not consistent, dog. Be consistent with your fucking arguments, bro.
Hold on. What did they do when they both was in their prime, when they were younger, bro? What was the problem? It was Boston. Boston Mick 3. James couldn't get through.
But he
Wade
got farther than
D-Wade.
He got farther than D-Wade. What did Kobe?
No, I'm talking about. You telling me what happened?
Kobe
I'm telling you what
Kobe?
It is, bro.
Let me ask you a question.
What did
Michael Jordan do with a bad team? He got swept in the first round. I seen LeBron James beat three teams to get to the finals twice.
No, here's
twice.
The thing. He beat.
Here's the thing.
What great teams he beat? When he was with his team, what great team was in the East? I mean, in the East, when he went to the finals the first time. And what great team was in the East?
I'm
going to
ask you a question, bro, be objective. That's what all me and Rod are asking. Just be objective, bro. You're telling me that Kobe or KD could have took this same team and won the finals, beat the Warriors? Even though
they wouldn't have won the finals, but they would have got to the finals, though. I believe that.
You believe that? So
in the East? Hold on. Wait, listen. When Kobe was all by himself, even when he didn't even have Paul Gasol, bro, when he was with all those garbage-ass
people. And what did he do, bro? He lost in the first round. What did he do? He lost in the first round.
No, that's a lie.
So who did he beat? Who he beat?
I don't know. I know he made it to the second round.
Stop talking out your ass, Gerson, man. Oh my God.
He made it
to the
hold up.
He's going to bring it up.
Hold up, bro.
At least no, man.
He could at least.
If you gonna bring
made
up
it to the playoffs in the West, bro.
So Gerson, let me say this real quick, because I've just been listening, just enjoying this laughter real quick. So most championship teams have a big three. Period. They have three solid players. It's not just you can't just take one player and have all mediocre players and say they're gonna win the championship. That's impossible.
Whose phone is that?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hey, Gerson, you back on?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
All right, yeah, but Greg,
so, yeah,
see what you were saying, man.
Yeah, man, so my thing is most championship teams have
good morning, this is Joe.
Let
me help you. Hello?
Joe?
Yes.
Hello? Wrong number, I guess?
Are you calling for Babies R Us?
Oh.
That's Herbie, yo.
Oh, sorry, wrong.
What's that?
Wrong number. Sorry.
Oh, wrong number? Okay.
Yeah. caught the podcast from work, man.
Hey, no, so that's what happened, huh? So this man was called a podcast from work. Hey, Herb is a funny dude, bro. But anyway, man, get back on track.
So,
go ahead, Greg. Finish.
Yeah, my thing is, Greg, so most championship teams have at least a big two or big three. Mostly big three. You know what I'm saying? You know, a good point guard, a nice, smaller power forward, and a center. Most teams, that's how they go. Now, with Golden State, it was a little bit different. Their 1, 2, and 3, maybe their 4 was their best three players on the floor at all times. Because Vaughn, he's the best player. Everybody else was mediocre. He didn't have any help. LeBron was expected to lose this championship.
It don't matter, dog. It don't matter, bro. The East
but
was
you
that
it don't
terrible
matter,
that
Gerson?
He made it. Listen, the East was that terrible that he made it, dog. That proves how garbage the East was, bro. The man won it without Kevin Love and mostly, halfly without, what's his name, dog? Without Kyrie. It's just amazing to me how people got to skip that part. You ain't even supposed to. It was like whoever went out the East would have won it. I mean, whoever came out the West would have won it. Whoever, bro.
I can't say that.
Why?
LeBron then probably would have beat Cleveland. I mean, not Cleveland, Clippers.
Nah.
I believe so.
Nah.
What you mean, Garrison?
It would have even been. Hey, listen, it would have been even worse, bro. Because they only got bigs. Wait. Clippers only got big, but they like to run, bro. You think Mozgov gonna keep up with them? And the boys can't shoot threes. It would have been even worse, dog. Because what's his name wouldn't even come in the paint.
I don't even remember what your argument is anymore, bro.
But my point is, man.
At first it was about LeBron and
terrible,
how he came
dog. To it. The was terrible, and I'm happy that he lost. It was a beautiful thing. Now I hate Golden State, and next year is all about the Heat, bro.
This nigga said now. This man said now I hate Golden State. So they won the title.
I didn't want y'all to win to begin with. I didn't want y'all to win, but at the end of the day, bro, I had to make a choice between LeBron James or Golden State, bro. Because Golden State made it so easy, bro. They were like, oh, we got a rookie head coach. None of these boys don't know nothing, dog. But I feel like even if they had Kevin Love, it's a difference. It's weird. I felt like even if they had Kevin Love and Kyrie, they probably still would have lost. But
they
only because I think that they can't play enough defense. And the defense is what made this, made this look, you know, closely competitive. I don't know. What y'all think about that?
I'll say this, man. People, all the angry, upset LeBron fans and Cavs fans will say, oh, man, if we had Kyrie, if we had Love, we would have won it. I'll say that if they had Kyrie and they had Love, the series would play out extremely differently, but it would play out extremely differently for both teams. It would have definitely played out a lot better for the Cavs. It would have been even more competitive, and this probably would have won 7 games. If they did have both Kyrie and Kevin Love, we don't know if because we got like the game in game two, you know, the whole Dudley being on Curry thing is what had him had a bad game. If Kyrie never gets hurt, maybe Curry and Kyrie have a shootout in game two. It's hard to look back at some and say, oh, if they had so and so, they would have lost, they would have won. Things would have been different for both teams. But I still think Golden State would have pulled through. What about you, Greg?
I feel the same way because at the end of the day, when you have – I don't know. I remember last podcast we were talking about the adjustments that Golden State needed to make. If Kevin Love and Kyrie were there, those adjustments would have been made from the jump. So, yeah, you're right. It would have been – the game – it probably would have went to 7. I agree with that as well. But – with Iguodala on the court, with the defense he plays and the way he steps up in the finals or in the playoffs period, dating back to when he played for Philly, Iguodala always stepped up. Period. When it was time for somebody to step up, it was Iguodala. And he showed that he got the MVP and he deserved it all the way. Curry didn't deserve it. Thompson didn't deserve it. Harrison Barnes definitely
God, Klay Thompson, man. Can I throw this in there real quick, man? You want to talk about somebody who showed up for one game and just, I'm talking sunglasses, seat kicked back, feet kicked up on the dashboard, convertible, riding in the sunset, man. This man didn't have to do anything. This man put up 5 points last game. He put up 12 points the game before and 9 points the game before that. This man had one meaningful game in the entire finals, bro.
The whole thing is based off of Steph Curry, but it's amazing how, like, I think Klay would be better if he was somewhere else. But it seems like the whole game run through Steph Curry. It's like Klay, bro, just shoot. That's all you can do. I really think Klay could be a good,
You can't really say that, though.
Why?
Just because it's a team sport. Everybody get their points. Have games where Thompson show up, and you have games where he don't.
If they needed him,
it's just the playoffs.
He didn't show up in the finals like that. Wait, no. Here's my point. They make it seem like Klay is just there to play defense, bro. And if he could get some points. But other than that, it ain't like they really depend on Klay, dog. That's how I see it. That's what it seemed like. It's all about Steph. If Steph don't get off, that one game when Steph didn't get off, he did drop 32. And then that other game,
there was a few games Steph didn't get off.
It's only one game when Steph.
It was three times. It was three times Steph was held to 9 or under in the first half. One game he was held to 3 points in the first half.
Yeah, but listen, he averaged 26, bro, and he only dropped 30. He only dropped 30 like what? No, he dropped 30 like twice. So it probably game where he hit 12. I remember one game he had 12 points. That was like, the second game? And then the rest of the games he was getting 20. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, other than that one game that where he hit 12, bro, he was on point. Y'all just wasn't winning. But nonetheless, man, I think Klay could be a better. He's a great talent, man. That's all I'm saying. Like he's a great talent. I mean the man
won third team All NBA, man. I mean that's nothing to sniff at. Yeah, we know that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we know that. I mean, but I guess I hear what you're saying. I think he just underperformed. There were so many times this man had open shots or shots that were contested that he could normally make. The shots just weren't falling for him. I think here's the thing about Klay, and as a guy who watches Golden State games, I can tell you it is easy. Klay is the anti-clutch. Like, when it comes to pressure situations, there's a reason why Curry always gets the ball. That's why you'll never hear me screaming, oh, give Klay the ball when it's 3 minutes left in the game, because he usually just bricks the shot. So, you know, that I expected from Klay. Klay for 3.5 quarters could be the man, but in the last half of the fourth quarter, he's usually a disappearing act. I'm not surprised about that, but I was surprised at how bad he was throughout the first, second, and third quarter, and not just his scoring, just his decision-making. I mean, last game, the man had, like, 3 fouls, and, like, his second and third foul were stupid. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you know, he makes boneheaded decisions during pivotal moments. You know what I'm saying? But he's a fellow splash brother, but, you know, I'm glad he won. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. But one thing, I know we're sitting up here talking. I can't really say talking bad because we're telling the truth. But, you know, them boys just won a championship. Let's talk about Cleveland. I feel like if we were to talk about somebody and their performance and how weak they are during this finals, it should be J.R. Smith.
Oh, my God.
I've never seen him play this bad in my life. He's had some horrible seasons. He's had some bad seasons, but this finals, oh my gosh! J.R. Smith, I knew Cleveland was going to lose yesterday when I seen J.R. Smith coming in the stadium on the airwheel. Why aren't you walking?
Hold up, man. Why are people hating on his style, bro?
This man is
bro,
that's
a
not,
big
it's
player,
not nothing
dog.
About his style. It's game. It's game day. Honestly, you want to rest your legs and all, but you got to walk.
Listen, hold up, man. This shit don't make no sense, bro. You know he's a bench player. You know he's a backup player. What do you want from the man, dog? All these dudes are backup players.
Your part.
Yeah, they talking shit. I hear everybody talking to they like, oh, they need more. Nigga, these backup players, bro. I can understand if you were talking about Kyrie and Kyrie was showing up like this. Kevin Love was showing up like this, bro. But this is J.R. Smith, sixth man of the year. 3 years ago, bro. This is Shumpert show never showed
anything.
It don't
matter, Gerson, if you're 3 years ago last year. If you had a horrible finals, you have a horrible finals. It need to be said, period. It don't matter if you're the eighth man,
finals.
Ninth man, or you got picked up from McDonald's the day before. If you got picked up, you're supposed to play your part.
Listen, bruh. Hold up, bruh. What I told
There's no
I
way
told
around
her.
What I just said. If you're on the court, you need to play your part. He did a horrible job of playing his part. I seen this man, he in the corner of the three, in the corner. Instead of going to the left, spreading it out, this man goes farther into the corner and turns the ball over. Gets trapped. Come on now, man. I know better than that.
Listen, this is my point, bro. I remember this specifically because I told Herbie this, bro. Herbie was just like, man, they won a game shooting 32%, dog. I was just like, duh. That's what the Cavs do, man. That's what they are because of what they have around. They're supposed to be shooting 32%, bro.
No.
This is what they're supposed to be.
No one's supposed to be shooting 32%, Gerson.
Listen, the Cavs,
you're
been
settling.
32% the whole series, which I thought was a good chance because it was game six.
Gerson, if you was coaching your basketball team and you said we shot 32%, hell yeah, that's
you,
what we
do. You know
do.
What I would have did if I was
Come
big,
on, man.
Wait, hold up. You know what I would have did? Because I knew I was going to get fired anyway. I would have sat on the point and be like, man, these niggas got me, bro.
You heard what you just said. You knew you was going to get fired because your team shot 32%, but you saying that's what they're supposed to do.
Because
no,
they're trash.
Gerson, they
you
not.
Thought, you thought what's-his-name was going to shoot 50%, 40%? Listen, bro, the best
Why you just won't give Golden State?
What?
They got D, bro.
Hold on. Listen, this is not the – you missing the point. I love the fact that Golden State won, bro. I'm not hating on Golden State. Fool, I'm happy, bro, because I don't want LeBron to win, period, dog. This is exactly what I wanted. This is exactly what
Gerson,
I got.
So, Gerson, when the Heat won championships against Oklahoma City and the Spurs, how did you feel, bro? I want to know. I have to know this. I just have to know. How did you feel?
Well, we outmatched the Thunder. And the first championship against the Spurs was luck, bro. And what happened
Herbie
last
back
year?
On.
Huh?
I said
go
Herbie
on.
Back on.
Yeah, go on.
No,
go
and
on.
What happened in the last year is what was supposed to happen the year before, bro. The truth is, though, I seen it like this, because the Spurs didn't step on our neck in 2013. That's why in 2014 they would just run. Let's do it, run. They stepped on our neck, so it's just like they were the better team in 2013. It's just that, you know, they didn't go for the net. And when Chris Bosh caught that ball, passed it to Ray Allen, it was overtime. They lost game seven. It was close, but they lost, you feel me? We were lucky to get two. Other
What's
than
the point,
Gerson?
Huh? What's the point?
No, you asked about when we had the Heat had LeBron. It was
oh,
we were lucky to get two championships out of four. We were lucky to get two, bro.
Y'all weren't lucky, bro. Y'all had a good basketball team.
Who was better though? In 2013, Spurs wasn't better when they won. When the only thing that made it go to game
so
seven
the,
is
the
rebound.
The one thing I learned about the Spurs. They had the same players for the last 5 or 6 years, bro. Nothing has changed.
Not
They've been the best team every year. But there's a way to beat the best team. You have to find it.
Listen, man.
That's
it
all it
just,
is, bro. When you're talking about a team sport, the way to beat LeBron is to beat everybody around him and let him go shoot 32%. Let him go shoot 32%. That's the way to beat LeBron, no matter what team he plays for. To beat everybody else around him.
It is what it is, man. Listen, dog. I'm just happy that the Cavs didn't win, bro. That's all I'm saying.
Why, bro? Out of petty hate, bro? Does that fuel you that much, bro?
It don't matter to me, Herbie. It don't matter what you say, dog.
Damn, bro.
It was good, dog. The man is 2-4 in the Miami's. The only reason he got 2 championships is because of Miami, dog. I can say that.
What do you mean he only got 2 championships in Miami, bro?
Let me catch you up on what's going on real quick. So we had an argument basically about, I said if anybody basically don't give the series, it would be J.R. Smith. He had a horrible finals, period.
Hands down.
Grayson was like, no, man, that's, you expect that. 3 years ago, he was the sixth man of the year.
Oh, my God.
No. When you play, you're supposed to do your part, period.
What part?
So then we started getting that.
Make open,
then we started talking about
make open shots. Make open shots
right now.
It's not that hard, bro. You make a shot, that's when you're wide open, bro.
How many times was he wide open,
huh? He was open.
How many times you see the man had to dribble and take a shot contestedly, bro?
How many times did I see the man get to the rim and miss a layup point blank, bro?
He missed, what, 2 or 3 of those last time?
It doesn't matter, bro.
You're not
because
supposed
someone
to.
Had a hand in his face. Was it contested?
You're not supposed to miss a layup.
You're not supposed
period.
To miss a layup. Period.
Even if you get contested. That's what
it
you're telling
contested.
Me, right?
Bruh.
Crazy part. It wasn't contested. He got it with him.
If you go miss a layup, I'm proud you, bruh. Nobody should be missing layups. They're layups.
There was no big man on the court, bruh. He had a wide open layup at the lane, and he hit the back of the rim, bruh. How you do that, dog?
We're gonna talk about
Iman Shumpert, bro, doing spin moves, getting to the rim and double pumping, not even hitting the rim on a layup, bro. Come on, dog. J.R. Smith and Matthew Dellavedova shot 28% for the series, dog. If I'm LeBron, they all gotta shoot with fade, bro.
No,
but they hands tied, bro.
Eric, listen to this. This what happened next. He said, remember how you said they shot 28%? As a team, they shot 32%. And Kristen said that's what they supposed to do.
Oh, my God, bro.
Because they trash. Did I not tell you that's what they is?
Kristen, nobody's saying they weren't the undermanned team. This is the third worst team to ever be in the finals, bro.
Okay, LeBron then did you
James
expect anything else?
No, what we're saying is that at the end of the day, dog, all you have to do is make a shot, bro. These are not.
Hey, if it was that easy, bro, they would have won, man.
Gerson, what we're saying is that you're a three-point specialist. James Jones is a three-point specialist, bro. He's bricking. J.R. Smith is a shooter.
Hey, hold on. James Jones don't even come on the court, bro. How you going to say the man's a three-point specialist?
Bro, that man had plenty of minutes, Gerson. He had plenty of minutes, bro.
Yeah, he did.
And I bet
he had plenty of minutes,
dog. And how much minutes did he play during the season?
Does it matter? We're not talking about
the season, bro. I'm talking about this.
Hey, listen. Hold on.
We talking about the finals, man. Where have you been this whole conversation, Gerson?
Hold up. Like, my point is, man, you just got a bench warmer. Get off the bench because he shot some threes years ago. Like, hey, bro, shoot some threes, man. Shit, trash. All of them is trash. LeBron is raw. All of them are trash. This is what's supposed to happen, bro.
We're not saying. Nobody picked them to win, bro. All I'm saying is that this shouldn't have been that hard of a series for the Warriors to win, bro. Every game besides game 5, went into the fourth quarter, dog. That's unacceptable. I mean, besides this game, every game was in the fourth quarter, dog. How did the Warriors let that happen, bro?
What do you mean, bro? All they did. Hold up. Every game, this is what it was, bro. Every game, LeBron kind of let them in, bro. I mean, he could keep up until he was tired. I don't even think LeBron tried, dog. That's what it looked like.
So the man grabbed 18 rebounds without trying, bro. Shit, let me know what he do when he just tried, dog. Oh, my God.
That sounds like something LeBron would do.
Damn, bro.
That sounds like something LeBron would
do. No wonder y'all ain't made the playoffs, brother. You know what the Heat were, bro? They were that bad bitch, dog, that you saw the next morning without makeup. You're like, damn, this hoe ugly, bro. I was tripping, dog.
That's why he got two championship rings with him, too, ain't it?
Bro,
Damn, bro.
Yeah.
That's what
the
Heat were, dog.
The championships he got. He got it with the Heat.
You know that y'all couldn't make the playoffs, but the Bucks did, and the Nets did, bro. Are you proud of yourself, dog?
Did you know Chris Bosh missed 30 games?
So it doesn't matter, bro. It doesn't matter. The Bucks made it, bro. The Bucks made it. Name me five players on the Bucks roster, dog. You don't get Giannis, bro.
But they were 50. Wait, they were a 500 team, bro. Don't act like they wasn't 500.
Yeah, in the East, bro. And the Heat couldn't do that. You couldn't go 500 out of 82 games.
Hey,
bro.
It is
you
what it is, my dog. What can I say? It is what it is, huh? What I'm gonna say about that, though?
It's crazy to me. I just feel like
it is what it is, bro.
I put like this, man. I'm gonna be honest. I had no dog in this fight, bro. But to see the man, see LeBron try so hard, I had to root for the man, bro. Like you can't.
He tried so hard to suck. That's awesome, bro.
Bro, what?
Hey, actually, wait, you know what? Before I let you and Gerson, I can't let you talk to Gerson like this. But I was asking this question earlier, or I was going to anyway. And since you're on the line, I ask you now, Herb. What do you think this finals? How much of an impact so far do you think it has on LeBron's legacy?
Does it have anything on his legacy, dog? Because at the end of the day, bro, a better team won. Last year, a better team won. When he lost in 2007, the better team won. Like, you could lose to a better team, bro. It happens, dog. Michael Jordan got swept by the Celtics, bro, in 85, bro, because the better team won, dog.
Wait, was it in the finals?
It was the first round, nigga. He didn't even get...
Okay.
He didn't even, what's the difference? That means that you...
No, there's a difference.
So you're telling me... you're telling me it's worse to make the finals? You're not making the finals at all? Is that what you're doing, Gerson? Is that what
Listen,
you're doing?
Listen, Brian,
you're going
be
that
great,
way.
Brian, you just want to be a loser? Go ahead, Brian. You want to go to the finals and look bad and then blame it on your team?
So you're
go
telling
it,
me... you're telling me it's better to make the finals and lose than not make the finals. Is that what you're saying?
Listen, hold up. If I'm LeBron, that want to say I'm the greatest and want to be up there and want to be Rush. If I'm LeBron, that want to be on Rush.
So you're telling me that Michael Jordan could have did what LeBron did and won, even though the three teams.
In this East?
No, and he would have beat the Warriors with that same team that shot 28% from the field, that shot that never made a three when he was on the court. You're telling me LeBron.
I'll say this. I think Jordan would average 40 without taking 40 shots.
We're asking about game winning the game. So he even though
hey,
he,
hold on, hold on.
Even
I'll
though,
tell
let
you,
me
I'll
ask
tell
you
this.
Let me ask you a question, Gerson. Even though he averaged 30 shots in the 96 finals, of 30 plus shots, and then averaged 40, he already did that. But he would have did that now. Now you're not being
consistent. Wait, hold
bro.
On. He took 30 shots and
he
averaged 30
plus.
Shots and how much did he average?
He took more shots than he averaged, Gerson. He already did
no,
that,
didn't,
bro.
Fool.
But you don't know about history, bro.
Wait,
you
no, you didn't,
ass,
fool.
Bro.
Listen, hold up. No, he didn't fool. Yeah, I bet if we go back and look at
it. Look it up. Look it up right
the
now.
Most, he didn't,
look
huh?
it up, Gerson. Look it up, Gerson. Go for it.
What's
bro.
Up?
Have fun, dog. Have fun. Go look it up, bro.
No, because you like to talk out your ass like you know what the fuck you saying, bro.
I like to talk
yeah,
out.
Yeah, hold up. When it comes to basketball, apparently you do, bro, because a bunch of times you've been telling me the wrong shit, wrong information.
So look it up,
but
bro.
You like to act like
look,
you know the
up.
Shit
look
like
up,
that,
bro.
Though.
Gerson, bro. We too. Gerson,
yep.
Look it up, bro. Just look it up.
Okay, I'm going to do that, big dog.
This is the guy that said Kobe's better than LeBron, bro.
He is.
I'm going to take you serious, bro.
He is.
In what world?
In every world, bro. In every world. Hey. Tell me, LeBron. Wait, hold up. Tell me if Kobe wasn't in the East, he wouldn't have made more finals, bro. The fact that Kobe beats 20-plus more 24, 50.
Shaquille O'Neal. You do know he played with Shaquille O'Neal, right?
I'm not even counting Shaquille O'Neal, bro.
You're not even counting.
When I talk about, listen, hold on. When LeBron James won two finals, when LeBron James got two championships, his running partner was Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade is better than Paul Gasol, isn't he? Isn't he? The two championships that
you can't compare a number. You can't compare
can't
two
compare,
and a five,
bro.
Bruh.
We can't compare.
Yeah,
and you know
bro,
what?
You
hey, all the numbers. All the
five.
Numbers. Wait. All the numbers shows that even Dwayne Wade was a better player than Scottie Pippen, bro.
Bro, but you can't compare,
bro. that's what I'm talking about. The man, he not consistent, dog. He just go all over the place.
What not consistent?
This nigga on a pingy pong, dog.
I'm telling you, hold on. I'm telling you for LeBron. Here's my point. I'm telling you for LeBron to win, he need better help. That's what I'm telling you.
I'm telling you that you can't. You can put like this, dog. If I had a draft and we got the same bad players, I guarantee you LeBron will go same with the worst with the same bad players than Kobe ever with his life. He's a better player. He's more versatile.
I'm not gonna say that because at the end of the day, what's his name running through the Kobe's running through the West and LeBron's running through the East. I truly believe Kobe can do the same.
So let me ask you a question: Is Kobe a better defender? No. Does Kobe have better ball handling? No. Is Kobe
the only reason? Wait, hold on. The only reason Kobe is not a better defender because he can't guard fours and fives.
We already went
through that.
Right.
But at the end of the day,
I'm not gonna argue with you, bro. Because arguing with a donkey doesn't get you anywhere, bro.
Hold up, that's fine. Whatever you want to say, big dog. Whatever you want to say, big dog. You don't have a better shot. I don't believe he have a better ball handling. That's no. Other than passing, you can't tell me LeBron got anything over Kobe, bro.
I think Irwin back to work.
You gotta stop putting us on hold, bro. You gotta hang up.
I had to hang him up, man, because I think he just said fuck it.
You know what, Rob, bro? The only reason I hate how much people love LeBron trying to tell he the best, bro, the only thing he got on Kobe or Jordan is the fact that he got size, bro, and strength. That's it. Like, watch his game, bro. If you watch their game, you watch their highlights, bro, you clearly see there's a difference in basketball skill. There's a grace of how they move and how they do things, bro. Footwork and everything, bro. Like, you can't tell me LeBron can do that, dog. He just looked like a boulder just running over people, bro. He looked like a running back.
What I can say, what MJ and Kobe have over LeBron,
what?
They finesse it better. They look smoother doing it. LeBron just like a fucking bulldozer, just running bitches over, just bomb. So, like, LeBron is actually better than Kobe. Not better than MJ. He is better than Kobe. And I'm a Lakers fan. Kobe is one of my best players ever. LeBron is better than Kobe.
I don't like it, bro.
Only because he is more versatile, bro. Kobe is a ball hog.
I'm going to tell you, yes, bro. Yes, he's more versatile. I give him that. But in the sense of skills, I do not believe he's better than Kobe, dog. Look at how smooth Kobe. Look at Kobe in his prime and see how he moved. How smooth he moved, bro. LeBron never looked smooth, dog. Never in his life.
I'm gonna just say this: numbers don't lie, bro.
Hold up, man. Hold up, bro. Tell me how many times he stepped back and shot on somebody, bro.
LeBron did it five times in the second quarter, game two.
How many times he made those shots?
All of them.
And that was one time, right? My point is, listen, dog, you look at LeBron
the man perfected it over the last year.
Huh?
LeBron's biggest fault was his three-pointer.
And he's still not a better shooter than Kobe, bro. He's still
Gerson,
not, dog.
Just give it a rest, man. Just give it a rest, man, all right?
How many scoring titles does Kobe have?
Man, I forgot.
Zero.
He got zero? Even when he dropped 32? He dropped 30.
In one game, nigga?
No, he dropped 30. He averaged 30 a season at least three times in his career. I was looking at it.
Yeah.
And he scoring didn't
titles.
Win the scoring
Zero.
Titles. He still didn't win the scoring titles when he was averaging.
No.
That's crazy, bro.
Kobe ain't got no scoring titles. How many MVP finals? How many finals MVP he got?
He got two.
One.
What you mean?
How many LeBron
won,
got?
Hold up. They ain't give Kobe the last two. He got two, bro.
Robert Horry got most of them.
Nah, man. Kobe got two NBAs.
Nah, he got one.
So who won the other one in the 09 and 09 and 08? I know he won.
Bruh,
two,
I'm not
bro.
Even gonna set up in Latte. I don't remember the years. I remember the stats. Kobe has one. LeBron
but,
has three.
But, listen, hold on. After he got that rape allegation, bro, they wasn't trying to get that man nothing, man. They wasn't trying to get that man no awards, bro.
After the rape allegation, how many times he went to the finals after that? Answer that.
He went to three times.
After that, right?
He went three times and he won two.
All right.
What's wrong with that, bro?
It's not.
I'm talking about the
MVP is not based off of a rape allegation. It's based off of if you were the best player during the finals.
Hold on. Everybody know they were robbing. Hold on. Everybody know they were robbing the man. They couldn't give the man no MVPs after he got a rape allegation, bro. Your MVPs is the star of the league, bro. They don't want somebody that was claimed to be a rapist to be the star of the league.
Man, I'm about to smoke a cigarette. Man, see what you, Gerson.
Hold on. Am I making at least that argument? Does that argument make sense, Rodney? You think they were going to let the man win MVPs after he had a rape allegation, bro?
Yeah.
Well, if Kobe had a great enough, if he had a great enough season, there would be no denying it, Gerson. But he didn't.
Hold on. They know. What's the name? Robbed him, dog. What's the guy's name?
Nash.
Steve Nash. Yeah, bro.
Nash, I mean, a lot of people felt that way, but he had a great season. It's kind of like one of those James Harden Curry type deals where it was like pick your poison, and they pick a better poison for them. Nash, nigga, what do you expect? Listen, man, we're getting a little off topic here, so I'm gonna steer us back on course. And now that the NBA season is completely over, obviously it's literally just finished last night. Greg, tell me, what are your thoughts into the future of the teams, of the Cavs and Golden State Warriors and just the league in general? What's your outlook on next season?
My outlook on next season?
Yeah.
I believe so. If Golden State will do anything, they're going to trade either Thompson or Iguodala. Unfortunately, Iguodala getting kind of old. I know he's still that nigga to me, but he's getting kind of old. Fresh legs, like the hair spark, he need to step it up, man. He got to step it up big time. Cleveland, they just need to stay healthy. Cleveland got a future. Kyrie, they got a bright future. I know they got LeBron. LeBron ain't going nowhere no time soon. So LeBron, he gonna always stay somewhere. So I just feel like they just need to go ahead and just stay healthy, get everybody healthy, and continue to play ball. But they need to play more as a team. The first half of the season was not good for Cleveland at all. And then they
definitely
stepped up the second half. Say that again?
That's it. All right. Nah, I didn't say anything.
But other than that, I still think you got to watch out for teams like, you know, Houston. You know, there's going to be sleepers in there, too. You know, we talked about Milwaukee making it to the playoffs. So, of course, then, you know, look where they at. But I feel like, you know, teams like that are going to actually step it up. Now, you know, you're still going to have the worst teams in the league, like Philly. Of course. They're not going to get better no time soon, unfortunately. It's not in Philly. But Philly got rid of Drew and
Iguodala, it was over for them boys.
It was. I don't know what they were thinking. I really don't.
That was the
and they just got
as a franchise,
and they just got rid of Michael
time.
Carter Williams.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Like I don't understand like what their mindset is at all. To be honest with you.
Cool. Now, one thing I want to know: what will Rondo be playing basketball?
Lakers. He might be on your squad. Him and Love.
Nah, man, hold up. Listen, man. I honestly believe, bro, this man need to get out of basketball. Period, bro. This man. He's too unprofessional, dog. The way he did Dallas, bro.
I don't know what he did. What did he actually do? I didn't pay attention to that part.
He was a cancer, bro.
He did nothing they want. He actually made the team worse, bro. He did nothing they want. Fucked up the flow. And then when they actually had a chance, bro, the man just gave up, didn't do shit, man. It's like, wow, bro, you actually did that. You get paid to play basketball, bro. So it's like you actually did that.
I didn't know that, bro. Rondo don't know that shit either. Because they ain't pay his ass for none of the playoff games. I do know that.
Nah, he didn't pay for anything. He didn't deserve it.
No, he didn't get the bonus. He still got paid. Of course he got paid for playing.
Yeah,
he didn't get that bonus.
That's what I mean. He didn't get the bonus, yeah. They ain't giving his playoff.
That man creeped, man. Because you know what, bro? You think how different it would have been, the playoffs, the whole situation would have been if that trade didn't happen, bro. They thought they did. That really what fucked them up. Dallas probably could have been in the finals, bro.
Hell no.
What?
Hell no.
Hold on. You forgot
how they had too much. They had too much to go through. They had too much
bro,
to go
they,
through.
Dallas would not have beaten Golden State if they would have faced the Spurs. I didn't see them beating the Spurs. Definitely didn't see them beating the Clippers. Definitely didn't see them beating the Rockets.
You keep thinking about them when they made the trade. They were way better before the trade, bro. Remember, they were the only team that challenged the Spurs last year. They were the only teams in the final in the playoffs that challenged the Spurs last year. Only team. Bro.
Yeah, but this year's team, even before they got Rondo, they had already lost two or three games of Golden State by double digits. They had struggled against the Grizzlies before. There's a reason why they traded for Rondo. As good as they were, they wanted to get better because they felt like they were one piece away.
Hold on. There was the number one offense in efficiency before they went to trading for Rondo. I don't know how much it worked. I don't know. I don't really know. How much the difference was. But I know they were way better before they got Rondo than they did after they got Rondo.
Well, we all saw that collapse that came from in the house drama.
And we actually thought I don't know. There wasn't that many people. I don't believe there was anybody. I don't recall anyone saying, oh, this is a bad move. Everybody thought it was a good move, dog. Rondo didn't want to show up.
We all did. I could probably find the podcast where we all said it, because we all figured that Rondo would, as good as they were before they got Rondo, we had reason to believe that Rondo would elevate them into championship contendership. So I mean we all know what how good of a talent Rondo can be when he has the right pieces around him, because he's a pure point guard. Like Rondo sucks at scoring, so all he could really do is pass. So and he's damn good at it. But at the end of the day, we forgot about the X factor in Rondo, his attitude. And that's something that you can't account for. And I didn't realize how bad his attitude would really be when he was with the Mavs. I mean, man, when you're struggling, when you're giving Rick Carlisle a hard time, Rick Carlisle is revered as a good coach. Just shut the hell up and listen to the guy. The guy wants you to run his system. He has a ship. Okay, so just, you know what I'm saying? Not like you went to some rookie coach. You know, and Rick Carlisle wasn't going to have that. We all know Rondo is gone next season. You know, that's why him and Rick Carlisle had that beef. You know what I mean? So I think your boy Rondo is going to be in L.A. I don't know how that could work. Somebody told me that Rondo and Kobe are friends, but that's a whole other story when you're playing on the court.
Hey, I think, listen, bro, if I was Kevin Love, I would dip, bro. I would dip hard, dog.
And go where?
It don't matter where he go, bro, as long as he get paid, man.
There wouldn't be no point in him leaving.
There wouldn't be
in
no point
East.
In him staying. Hold up, bro.
He in the East with LeBron.
I mean, I don't know how much respect they gave him. Nah, he played good. He did good this year, bro. He did real good, dog. Everybody still shit on him, bro. I can't, listen, if I'm as raw as him, not being shitting on, like, what's his name? Chris Bosh, dog. When Chris Bosh came and he let his numbers drop and let everybody, Chris Bosh got that mentality, dog. Chris Bosh looked like a type of dude that just don't care what other people say, bro. But Kevin Love don't look like that, bro. You feel me? Kevin Love, like when everybody was talking junk about Kevin Love, man, Kevin Love looked like he was sensitive, dog. You feel me? So, if I'm Kevin Love, I'm out of there, dog. You feel me? I'm just saying, dog. If it was me, I like, everybody talking about, oh, stay with LeBron and get a championship. But if you stay with LeBron, you get a championship with LeBron. Nobody going to talk to you about your part. If you ain't the star, nobody going to pay attention to you.
I'll say this about Kevin Love, man. He's one of the very few players I don't think works with LeBron James. I'm going to tell you why. Because LeBron James is a forward that demands the ball, he's a point forward pretty much. That delegates, I mean, well, I can't even say LeBron James because I don't really know what kind of system that the Cavs really run. You know what I mean? But when Kevin Love was playing, they kind of delegated him to being just a three-point shooter. When the man was in Minnesota, Kevin Love could do a lot of things. He could post up. He has a mid-range shot. I mean, he has a good inside scoring game. Like, Kevin Love is actually a really good all-around player. But in Cleveland's system, he's really delegated as a mismatch on offense, that stretch four that can shoot threes and keep, you know, a body out in the paint so that LeBron could drive to the basket. So it's just, you know, it's one of those things where I think Kevin Love would be better suited for a team like the Wizards or something. Like a team with a pure point guard, someone that's not really like LeBron who just wants to have shooters all around. Or, you know, Kevin Love would be, you know, I think if him and Rondo go to the Lakers and Rondo could somehow put his pride aside and Kobe stays healthy for his last season, the Lakers could be a surprise team. I mean, with Julius Randle, they got a couple other young guys on the team. So, I mean, I don't know where Kevin Love is going to go, but I think, I don't know. I don't know if he'll stay in Cleveland, but I don't know if him and, if they could figure out how to fit Kevin Love's game in with LeBron's, Cleveland would be extremely formidable, considering they already got Kyrie's game in, too. Kyrie has totally relinquished point guard responsibilities of LeBron. Kyrie's just like, fuck it. I like to score the basketball anyway. So they got the point guard on that team is really LeBron. So with Kevin Love, if they could figure out how to fit all of his talents and not just his outside scoring into their offense, the Cavs would be extremely deadly. But I don't know if that'll happen.
Hey, you know what I told Herbie? He looked at me like I was crazy. But I was just like, you know what, man? By next year, I expect Ja Wall to push into the, like, top 10, bro. Because that nigga, before he got hurt, bro, he was averaging 19-10, dog. I told him he gonna be better than Kyrie, but Herb looked at me like I was crazy, dog.
Here's the thing. Him and Kyrie are two different kinds of point guards, though. John Wall is more of your general, more of your prototypical point guard. If Kyrie actually wanted to pass the ball, like if he was more of a pass-friendly point guard, he would be better. He's definitely better than John Wall. I still think, I mean, they're about the same to me just because they're both really good at what they like to do. You know what I mean? Like John Wall is a good defensive guard, and he's a great passer.
But John Wall can score. He don't
and
have
he
a better
score.
Shot than Kyrie, but he can score.
Yeah, but Kyrie's a way better scorer. He's not just better, he's way better than John Wall at scoring. But John Wall is a better passer.
Wait, hold on,
defender.
What's the difference, dog? I don't see, hold on. If my problem with Kyrie, I don't see Kyrie as, I see Kyrie as a worser Stephen Curry, bro. Like he got the handling. He don't have the shot. He have a good shot, but he don't have the shot of Curry. And like,
well, Gerson,
honestly,
Gerson,
bro, at the most he
that
got
is Gerson,
20
Gerson.
Points,
it's unfair to compare anyone's shot to Curry. Curry's gonna go down as an all time great shooter. He might go down as the best ever, bro, at shooting. So don't
no,
make that
it,
comparison.
No,
Kyrie
but
is a really, but Kyrie is still a really good shooter. He's pretty close to being a great shooter, to be honest with you. I mean, Kyrie's people undermine how great his shooting is.
No,
as
I'm not undermining
player,
it. Wait, I'm not undermining. My point was more of as good as his shot is, and like his scoring ability is not that much better. Like you, like how you say it's the same to you. I'm saying that I'm like, now I'm picking John Wall because the simple fact is the way he scored is just as good as Kyrie. He's good. He played hard on defense. Plus, he liked to assist, bro. That's why I would pick John Wall over Kyrie.
Oh, I would pick John Wall over Kyrie. I like John Wall. I like John Wall. He's a good player. I think next year the Wizards. I think the Wizards are going to be the team that challenges the Cavaliers. A healthy Wizards team and a healthy Cavs team, those are going to be the two big dogs in the East next season. The Bulls will be hanging around, but they're in coaching limbo right now. I think they did hire a coach, but, you know, we don't know what kind of system they're going to run. And Derrick Rose has been the biggest mystery since he started getting hurt every year. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, the East, I mean, if you take a step back, you know, the season just ended. So between, you know, the NBA draft and, you know, the off season and training camp and all that, all what we have to go on based off what we already seen, we know the Thunder are going to be better. We know Golden State's going to be one of the toughest teams. We know the Houston Rockets are going to be a tough team to handle. The Memphis Grizzlies. Provided, you know, Zebo doesn't go anywhere in free agency. I mean, the West is going to be the West. It's still going to be tough. I think the Pelicans are going to be tough to handle. I think the Timberwolves, if they stay healthy, the Timberwolves have had health problems for the past, like, 6-7 seasons. If they could actually stay relatively healthy between Rubio, Wiggins, Bennett, and all the other guys that they have, the Timberwolves could make, you know, some eighth seed type,
wait,
you know, noise.
Nah, this is my problem with Timberwolves, bro. They played good, dog. But I think it's going to be another year until they actually in the point where they got the talent, bro. I just believe it's because they're young. It's going to take them another year to actually move in the point where they got to be in the playoffs, dog.
The West is so deep. I mean, it is. I mean, it's a tough call because you got the Pelicans, too. I mean, they're on their way. I mean, they just need to get Anthony Davis a little more help. They give him a little more help. I mean, the Pelicans could be a team to be reckoned with. You know, the Spurs, we give them the benefit of the doubt as much as you give, you know, Bill Belichick and the Patriots the benefit of the doubt. You know, they don't give us a reason to think they're going to fall off. The Clippers, they're going to be good. The West is a loaded conference. I mean, we all knew before the finals that, you know, the West, anybody who came out of the West was going to be tough. We knew coming out of the West period was going to be tough. Golden State had a big stroke of luck in terms of their health versus the health of their opponents. But at the end of the day, they won, you know, win's a win. But I'll say this, man. I think Golden State's going to move some pieces like you said earlier. But I don't know. I think they'll keep Klay because I think Klay is an ascending talent. Right now, he's not a great player to me. He's just a really good player. He's great. He's a great two-way guard in terms of his defensive and offensive abilities. But I got to see more confidence out of Klay. I would like to see him be a better facilitator. If Klay could facilitate the offense a little better, which I think he has the ability to do, he just doesn't really do it because they have it in Curry and Sean Livingston and Iguodala. All those guys are better facilitators than Klay. So I mean, why let him do it if you got better facilitators?
I think you're wrong. But I think if he attacked the basket more, he'd be better, dog. Because the thing is, he does have nothing but players that assist, bro. What's the point of assisting, dog? I think the reason why he's not averaging more and all that other stuff is because he's living off his jump shot. If he attacked the basket more, he'll look better. At least get to the foul line.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, he's not really an aggressive to the basket type of player, so I can see why you say that.
But he's 6'7", though, bro. He should be.
Yeah, he should. But in any case, I was thinking about talking some football, but I'm gonna save that for next week's podcast. Considering after next week's podcast, we probably won't have much to talk about until training camp and stuff. But I mean, I don't really have anything else to add on the finals. How about you, Gerson? Anything to add about this season, the finals, the Heat, whatever you want? Anything else?
I just really hope that we get a good, because the draft is next Thursday, bro. I really hope that we get a good player, dog, good franchise player in our draft, dog. That would be great, man. Someone that D-Wade can pass the torch to, bro.
Hey, man. Yeah, you could always hope.
Well, y'all gotta have like the last pick of the first round and all that other stuff, but you know. I don't know, bro. I don't know what any team would do during the draft. If you like, we got top 10, so we could get a good player, bro.
Well, in terms of Golden State, we're just gonna draft for depth anyway. We have plenty of good young talent on the team. We have a good mix of veterans and young players, so we're just gonna. I'm hoping that we draft somebody big. One thing that we lack is size, man. And granted, I mean, size wasn't the reason why we won, but size is definitely useful to have during the season and in the playoffs at times, because that lineup that we had wouldn't have really worked as well against the Grizzlies, you know what I mean?
Ooh,
it worked well against the Cavs. Yeah, you know, so it just worked out that the Cavs bigs, it just worked out that small ball worked out better for us against a team like the Cavs, but But yeah, man. I don't know, man. Now we're delegated to baseball season for a good portion of the summer, man. Not really excited about that.
You actually watch baseball?
Occasionally. But since the Marlins and the Red Sox suck, those are the only two teams I follow. So there's really no point in watching baseball either. So I don't really keep up with it like that. But In any case, I'd like to thank anybody who gave the podcast a listen today. We'll be back next week, and we'll be talking about, you know, our outlook coming up on the NFL season, and then the podcast might be on break for a little while, just because, I mean, there's, without our two primary sports, there's not much else to talk about. But we'll be back next week, and I hope everyone who listened will want to come back too. Thank you, Gerson, and I'd like to thank the other fellows who are on the show. And I hope everyone enjoys the day. Take it easy.
All right. Yep.